What is this thing, you're asking yourself?
What the hell is this little itty-bitty thing that I'm listening to?
Yes, they are listening to it, but they're probably looking into themselves to find out what it is, when they should just be opening up their ear holes and listening to our fucking explanation.
Our voices explain these things if you would take the time to listen.
This is an H to the C extrasode, where we are gracefully, or graciously, is it graciously? That's probably the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, there's nothing graceful about it.
We're graciously allowing you a peek behind the scenes of H to the C. If you haven't listened to episode 5, you should not listen to this thing right now. Because this is an unedited version of our award-winning Mythos segment from H to the C episode 5.
And Pod F. Tompkins, if you're listening, which I clearly know that you're not because I'm not delusional, yes, we are stealing your name for extra podcast content.
I don't know if he invented that.
I would have to assume that he did.
Maybe. That's where I heard it, I'll be honest, but it's kind of a thing where people could simultaneously come up with that same idea.
I might be making this up, but I actually kind of vaguely remember him talking about, like, the name and...
Okay. Alright, well, then we're stealing. But we're also giving something back to society to make up for it.
Yeah, so stop being so greedy, Paul.
Right. So, many of our fans, we've heard your thoughts and prayers saying, 11 minutes and 18 seconds of Mythos? Surely there's something that I'm missing. There's some subtext or deleted scenes. I would like to hear 28 minutes and 30 seconds of the same thing. Pretty much. And it goes to show you how much work goes into these things by our slaves.
Exactly. Who are us? And we are them.
Well, just fans, like the really good super fans. If you're listening to this and you are not currently one of our gainfully employed slaves, then you're really stealing this podcast, and you should come sign up to turn some cranks.
I just think you should pull yourself up by your bootstraps and actually give back to the society that's given you so much, namely us.
Right, so, and you can see the hard toils of your slave forefathers, who will join you when you come to H to the Sea, and they will help you. Take the following 28 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm making it sound like it's going to be boring, but it's action-packed. You get to hear us fuck up, you get to hear all of the poorly worded nonsense things. More so than what made it into it. What else do they get to hear?
That's really about it. Well, you also get to hear all of the great content that actually got whittled down to become Mythos.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is in there, too.
There's some alternate lost takes. Jokes. Alternate takes.
Yep.
You get to hear how much of it... you may be surprised to know that a lot of it is improvised. Most people probably think that it's scripted down to the word. But as you'll notice, it is not.
That is not the case.
It just sounds so polished when we put out the final product that you think this is a Hollywood-level production.
I assure you that's the result of years of training and hard work.
That's right. But you get to hear an extra 19 minutes and 12 seconds of bonus content. And behind the scenes with our special guest, Matt... He'll make his comments and be bewildered by the things we were making him say. And we'll hear lots of crack-ups because we're a bunch of crack-ups.
It's true. There's also probably some offensive stuff in there that we wouldn't normally include or
That's
say
right.
in public.
This is the triple X rated. So anyway, we've been going on for about 5 minutes now. We probably don't need to make it any longer.
I don't think that we do. It's already...
Here it is.
How many minutes too long? 19 minutes.
It's 12 seconds.
12 seconds too long? All right, yeah.
So, anyway, here it is for your listening pleasure. Again, if you haven't heard episode 5, you should do that first.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend listening to them back to back, unless you're a crazy person and like to be made to be more insane.
Or if you're masochistic, that's also a good reason to listen to them back to back.
So anyway, hear this and then send your congratulations to htothec@hotmail.ca.
Here's the crap that wasn't good enough for the real show.
Here it is. Next episode, 3 months ETA. This will tide you over. You can listen to it little bits and pieces over the next 3 months. That's the glory of iPods.
You could also listen to it every day for the next 3 months.
Yeah, they should probably do that.
We don't give a shit either way.
Here it is. Cut. Here we are at Threaten.com, Ryan. I don't like the looks of this.
I don't like the looks of this either, John. I don't know why. It seems like the entire internet is just a creepy place. We never show up somewhere where it's
normal.
I know, where it's sunny, where there's birds chirping and grass is green. We're always in these dark, dank, scary places. I'm getting...
Well, the worst part is that there's... It's almost... The lack of... what am I going on? Never mind. The worst part is that there's... It's just black. I don't mean that as a racist.
I can't remember what my last line was.
We're here.
Woo!
This reminds me of when we first got to the internet and we didn't really know what was going on. Like last, we were just at our homepage, which is kind of nice and reassuring. And then Inflate.com was at least colorful, but I can't handle this. It's just nothing.
It feels emptier than nothing. Nothing would be something. This is less than nothing.
Do you think it's a trap? Or you were still laughing when you started that. Do you think it's a trap?
I don't know what to think right now. Maybe this is just what happens when there's nothing. Maybe there is no threaten.com. Maybe this is what happens before a website is created.
I'll wash your laundry, and then I'll put it in the dryer. But I'm not gonna turn it on, and then you'll come back later on, and it won't quite be moldy yet, because not enough time has passed, but it'll certainly smell musty.
What, Ryan?
I did not say anything. That was weird at best.
It will smell peculiar!
Alright.
What will smell peculiar, Ryan?
Your laundry!
I'm not saying anything, John. That doesn't even sound like me. How are you getting this confused?
Some of the clothes items aren't supposed to go in the dryer in the first place.
All right.
So that wasn't you, Ryan.
No, that was a really bizarre threat.
I won't even read the tags.
Ryan, enough. I'm not in the mood for this.
John, I don't think you're hearing me.
All right, well, let's look around. We'll see if we can find anything. We need to find Pat Myers.
You'll have to wash them again.
Ryan, cut it out.
John, just go wash them again.
We don't wear clothes. We're in the internet. That's fucking ridiculous.
Maybe you aren't wearing clothes. I'm not that kind of guy.
Well, in my energy form, I'm completely nude. I don't know about you. It's so dark in here, I can't even see whether you're nude or not.
I'm not nude. I'm freeballing.
I'll let you know when I do the next one.
I'm not nude. I'm freeballing. For your information.
Next one will be AIDS in the ass.
For your information.
for your information.
I don't want that kind of information. I'm just going to continue existing in my pure energy form in the nude. And we need to find Pat Marks because I want my words back.
You mean your word back?
Because I want my word back and I don't want to lose any more of them.
How do you feel about venereal disease? Would you like some?
No.
You know what the worst one is? AIDS. I'm going to put it in your bum. All up in there.
I don't want AIDS in my ass.
There's no cure. It's only treatment.
It's kind of curable.
What? Maybe?
They let you live with it.
In agony.
You can largely go about your life, but you'll know.
Do you think this has something to do with threaten.com? Is it like a website where...
Oh, maybe you come here and you just get threatened.
Who would do that? And these aren't very good threats. They're kind of juvenile, if I do say so myself.
Quiet, you!
No, you quiet.
It's a free service!
So that's... Is that what it is? Are you threatening us? Because
mind your own business.
Well, we shouldn't be speaking to the ominous voice too directly yet, because he hasn't... He's still disembodied.
You're just as disembodied as I am.
All right, so where should we pick up?
Start from the thread again. Just hit us with it. Just start that part over.
I'm going to put AIDS in your rear end. All up in there.
But in my ass? You're going to put AIDS in my ass?
All up in there.
What about John's ass?
We shouldn't be talking to him.
Right. Shit.
Say, did that just like be incredulous about it, but like to me.
You again?
Yep.
I'm yelling about putting AIDS in someone's ass over and over.
We're only going to use one of them.
So you spend your time. Yes. Alright. It's a terrible condition. It'll be all up in there.
John, I don't want monkey disease in my ass.
It's just a website. Let's just keep looking for Pat Marks.
Alright.
Hey, Pat Marks. Pat Marks?
Pat Marks!
Pat Marks!
I don't know, man. This isn't looking good.
The next one. Go for it.
You like your eyes, don't you? You need them. I'll take one. You'll still be able to see, but it's going to be really inconvenient.
And one-dimensional.
You'll have no... You'll have little to no depth perception as we know it.
Sorry, yeah, I guess that's not one-dimensional. But, I don't like the sounds of that.
I'll use a spoon. Not even a new spoon. It's like an old camp spoon.
I really don't like the sounds of that.
It's totally not going to be pleasant, you're right.
Oh, that sounds awful. You get, like, rust in your eyes. That threat was actually a little bit better. I'm uncomfortable now, John. I don't know. Maybe we should just move on.
It's one of the last places you want rust.
Yeah, I haven't had my... I never got my tetanus shots before we came into the internet.
I didn't get my tetanus shots before we went into the internet. I only went for rabies and hep C. And that was for a completely other reason. Had nothing to do with the internet.
Should I try to do an approximation of the Wu-Tang voice or continue in the same one?
Might as well. Whatever you think.
Yeah, I'll fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser. And bang them shits with a spiked fucking bat. Like, BOW!
What's up? Now, do the other way.
Yeah, I'll fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts, lying on a fucking dresser, and bang dem shits with a spiked fucking bat, like balow.
I like that one better.
Just see which one works better in the flow of the show when you're editing.
Was that a Wu-Tang song?
What was that? I totally made that up.
I think that may have been Wu-Tang.
You don't know.
This website is violating copyright at very least.
You should know that copyright laws don't mean anything on the internet.
Does Method Man run this site?
Can you actually say that line again without laughing at it? Yeah. That's a good one.
You should know that copyright laws don't mean anything on the internet.
I know, we haven't credited our background music ever.
Yeah, we've never done that. It's true.
My domain is based... This domain is based out of Taiwan!
If you want that in, you can't laugh.
This domain is based out of Taiwan. It's a free-for-all over there.
Just a sec.
I'm starting to get tired of these threats. Who would go to this website?
I don't know. Maybe somebody with too much self-esteem?
People have needs.
The next one should probably be all on one page, so you don't need to turn it.
Should I make some comment with regards to, like... So... Oh, how about this?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
You start recording already?
Oh. Yeah.
You guys are in no place to criticize me. I do this for a living. How do you like this? I'm going to take some sharp skewers and dip them in boiling oil, and then I'm going to shove them under your toenails, and the oil will serve dual purposes. You want me to do that again?
Yeah.
I'm going to take some sharp skewers and dip them in boiling oil, and when I shove them... when I shove them under your toenails, shouldn't I actually state that I'm going to do that first?
Yeah.
I'm going to take some sharp skewers and dip them in boiling oil, and then I'm going to put them under your toenails. And when I shove them under your toenails, the oil will serve dual purposes. In addition to burning your incredibly sensitive flesh, the oil will lubricate the needle so that I can freely explore a wide surface area below the nail. Once I've pried each nail loose from its bed, I'll use my teeth to tear each one out of its root.
Do the last sentence again.
Yeah. And once I've pried each nail loose from its bed, I'll use my teeth to tear each one out at the root.
Alright, good. Jesus Christ.
What?
Weren't you listening?
I'm in character.
Go again.
From the top.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this will be an awesome episode to put up, like, uncut sometime as a additional content or something.
Jesus Christ!
Holy mother of God! That actually sounds awful.
I know, right?
That must be one of the premium services for this website.
Don't be impressed by this guy. He's just threatening us as an ominous voice. He's too much of a pussy to face us.
Wait, is that true? Are you too much of a puss to come out here in person, ominous voice?
And face us like a man, or whatever you are?
No.
Alright, here. That's why you're here. We're going to have some sound effect for you appearing, like, over our shoulders.
You mean like an old printer?
And then this will be, yeah, like, your one-liner.
If it's FaceTime with some pussy you're looking for, you'll be sorely disappointed when my pants come off. Because I have a penis.
It's virus!
Let's start that again.
Virus!
Virus! Alright.
Do we like that?
Yeah. We'll make it work. I'm sure one of them will be okay. Alright, so we've run away.
I'm left all by myself in the woods.
You were... You away should, from us, so don't say anything.
You should get a soundbite of yourself saying that pussy line. Come out and face us like a man, pussy. Because I'm not sure if we worded it so that his line works well.
Come out here and face us like a man, pussy.
Ryan just likes the phrase "man pussy."
I do.
All right, so we've just run away from him. Like, Jesus Christ! Did you see that guy? A virus. This is the first time I've ever seen it.
Sound like you're out of breath.
That's the first time I've ever been face to face with a virus, Ryan.
I didn't think they'd look so scary. I mean, I thought they were just coding and a bunch of number sequences and...
This shit just got real.
This shit is real.
This shit just got real.
This shit is real, John.
Maybe this will be a good time for you to pop back up. Boop. Sound effect. Wow.
Oh, I had a good idea for something to say at this point downstairs when you told me this. You can't hide from me. Threaten.com is my domain.
Let's start. Alright, we have to scream like women now. Not too loud, though. Let's, like... That's good enough. Who are you?
What do you want?
Or he needs to answer who he is first. So, tell us who you are. Either make up a name or just make up some gibberish. Numbers. Numbers and letters. Who are you?
Man's right there. Y38/Z-bracket.
Oh, I've heard of this guy. He's a nasty one.
Is he a Trojan?
I don't know. What kind of virus are you? What do you want from us?
I don't know.
Here?
Yeah. Or you can add anything to that, but say that eventually.
I'm a spectacular virus. There was a job to do, and I did it. But I've got further plans for the two of you.
Wait, what do you mean, job? What kind of job? What did you do?
Yeah. Oh, the job? You know that word, threaten? You like that? Well, it's gone now. Get used to it. I hope you weren't too attached.
What?
Wait, should we get used to the word, or is it gone?
Should get used to the fact that you no longer have the use of it.
The word threaten? Ah, fuck!
Wait!
You say it.
I'm too afraid, John. What if it's gone? What if I've lost another word?
Yeah, well, we have to know, Ryan. You've either lost it or not.
I can't take this anymore, John.
Threaten.
Shit! I just feel so threatened. Oh, my God!
I said threaten over top of you. There isn't going to be any way for me to do that, so you should do that last bit over again so I'm not saying it at the same time as you.
John, I don't know if I can take it anymore. I just feel so threatened. Oh, Jesus Christ! It's too loud.
It's getting stale. I hate repeating a line so many times.
Right. I don't know, John. This is all so threatening.
John, we can't even say variations on the word?
I feel like we're losing everything that's dear to us. I just feel like we're losing everything that's dear to us. John, without my words, I'm coming unraveled.
Hey, where'd he go? You've disappeared. Well, what do we do now? We've got another vocabulary virus, so that's another word that we can't say. And wait, what's the other thing? He said something about he had further plans for us.
Hey, where'd you go? What are your further plans?
I don't know where he went.
The
The least you can do is give us an explanation. You've taken another one of our words and you just leave us here? With your ominous threat? Damn it!
Alright, we can get into each of the things. I want to do the last one, so we'll figure out who needs to start. So, on the toenails, you or Wu-Tang. What was before that? On the eyeball, your AIDS. So I'm laundry. So what did you say for the laundry one? It was a little bit different. I'm not moldy, but it was musty.
Musty smelling. Musty.
You smell that, Ryan?
I smell something.
It's musty.
A musty odor.
It's
I think it's my shirt. Yeah, my shirt smells musty.
I'm supposed to do this one. Oh. Alright, you say that it's coming from me, and then I'll smell my shirt.
Okay. Yeah, I smell something. It's like a musty smell.
Yeah.
John, I think it's coming from you.
Me? Are you sure?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, it's my shirt. Positive. It's all musty. It's like when you leave wet clothes in the dryer.
John, your shirt's all musty. Oh. Wait a minute. Wasn't that... That first weak threat that he gave us?
Just stop trying to say the word threat. I'm tired. It's upsetting me.
John, I could cry.
Alright, so the next one is... AIDS in the ass. So get AIDS in the ass.
Right now.
Oh! Stop scooting across the carpet
Oh
like
my
that,
god!
Ryan. What's going on?
John, I don't know how to say this. Ugh. It feels like I'm being intruded on.
Something in your ass?
John, I don't rightly know what AIDS feels like, but...
Sorry. But if I had to guess...
John,
AIDS-y feeling about
it. John, I don't rightly know what AIDS feels like, but if I had to guess, it probably feels something like this. John, I think he gave me AIDS in my ass.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. There goes my eyeball, and I've got tetanus now. You believe this shit?
John, there's... there's just an empty, bloody, rusty socket of an eye on your face.
Totally gross.
And I still have AIDS in my ass.
Wu-Tang, you're getting your nuts bashed on a dress. Where'd this dresser come from?
Say it.
Hey, watch out for that dresser.
Oh my goodness. John, if... Things weren't bad enough already. I am currently... I'm going to need this. John, if things weren't...
As if things weren't bad enough.
John, as if things weren't bad enough. Do you see what's happening? I'm currently having my nuts laid out on a fucking dresser.
Your nuts are right there on a fucking dresser.
Just my fucking nuts. Laying here on a dresser, being banged with a spike fucking bat.
Oh, wow.
What is up?
That fucking sucks. Oh, look at... No, I'm good on a pedicure.
What?
Wait. Don't put that hot needle underneath my toenails. Don't wiggle it around.
John, my nuts just got spiked, but that looks painful.
Oh, well, now they're all loose, and they're just hanging by the roots. Oh, well, I guess they're getting ripped out by invisible teeth. That's just fucking great. That hurts quite a bit, actually.
That's kind of rude, I think.
I know, my shoes are ruined, for one thing.
I mean, it's rude to bite your own nails, but to bite somebody else's nails?
And I don't even have my nail roots left anymore, so they can't grow back. I'm just going to have stubby freak toes for the rest of my life.
Was this virus born in a barn or something?
So fucking rude. What happens next?
I don't
happens. You know what? I've had enough of this. I really like these were this was a I've had enough of this. These were brand new socks. What can we do to fucking get this guy?
I don't know, but I'm about ready for some revenge.
Well, hey. We've got that Boss Tone song.
I'm willing to try anything
like
at this point.
It's for Pat Marks though. Do you think it will work on? It's fucking stupid anyway, but it's all we've got.
John, I don't give a fuck. My nuts are splattered on a dresser right now. I'm gonna do anything to get back at this guy.
Well, hit him with the song. The song is playing. Matt.
What?
We need you to be afraid of the song. We've just started playing the Boss Tones.
We don't want to...
It's not supposed to cause me physical discomfort.
No,
you're more.
The actual reason, the actual reason that you're afraid of the song is because
in a way that we still think that we're hurting you and we've defeated you.
You recognize it as it being his song. We think it's a weapon against him, but it's actually like his calling card. And
what's the what year did that come out?
94?
We can find out real quick, just because,
music's playing.
That song. Not that song! Gotta get out of here. Ah!
Run away. Well, fuck. That worked.
That worked much better than I was expecting.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones up your ass, threaten.com. Fuck! We still can't say it.
Whatever. We have a weapon that we know that works. Let's find Pat Marks and let's get our fucking words back.
That's right. Armed with the power of the Boss Tones.
It still doesn't sound right.
Weird. Armed with the universal language.
No,
music.
I meant that as my dialogue.
Oh.
Like, I'm just, like, mystified that the Boss Tones are working.
Well, shit, that fucking worked.
How are we ending this?
In a sentence or two. I think we're wrapping up now. Just that worked, and we're emboldened to go to the next step.
All right, X.
Wait, what's
how about we say
part?
Where to next, X?
Okay. Well, X, some of these words when that voice said it weren't very clear. I'll have to see which word is next.
What was on the two walls there?
Escalate. I don't know, that was there when we moved in. Escalate is the next word. That's one of the ones that X can't say, right?
Okay.
So we're just impressed as shit that the song works, and we're like, maybe X is gonna be useful. That song was pretty helpful, something like that.
Alright. That worked surprisingly well.
Worked like a charm, I'd say.
Maybe Ex-Pachina is going to be an asset?
Give it up to Kalen for not fucking up for a change and giving us something useful.
He deserves a medal.
Thanks, X. You're welcome. Where to next?
I think we're on to Escalate.
Escalate?
It's time to escalate this motherfucker.
Say that again.
It's time to escalate this motherfucker.
I should have a good response to that.
Word, bitch. Escalate.
Word, bitch. Escalate.com for real.
You can keep those stairs to yourself, because we'd be taking the escalator.
I was trying to go somewhere.
Oh, no. Say it again.
It's time to escalate this motherfucker.
Well, scrape your nuts off that fucking dresser and let's go.
All right. Well, I don't... Let's just end it after let's go.
Yeah.
Cut my arrow right at it. And save the original...